Angel Maker by Nick Harkaway. Read by Daniel Wayman. The gangster is the man of the city, with the city's language and knowledge, with its queer and dishonest skills and its terrible daring, carrying his life in his hands like a placard, like a club. Robert Warshaw. Chapter 1. The Socks of the Fathers. Mammalian Supremacy. Visiting an Old Lady. At 7:15 a.m., his bedroom slightly colder than the vacuum of space, Joshua Joseph Spork wears a longish leather coat and a pair of his father's golfing socks. Papa Spork was not a natural golfer. Among other differences, natural golfers do not acquire their socks by hijacking a lorry load destined for St. Andrews. It isn't done. Golf is a religion of patience. Socks come and socks go, and the wise golfer waits, sees the pair he wants, and buys it without fuss. The notion that he might put a Thompson submachine gun in the face of the burly Glaswegian driver and tell him to quit the cab or adorn it, well, a man who does that is never going to get his handicap down below the teens. The upside is that Joe doesn't think of these socks as belonging to Papa Spork. They're just one of 2,000 pairs he inherited when his father passed on to the great bunker in the sky, contents of a lock-up off Brick Lane. He returned as much of the swag as he could. It was a weird, motley collection, very appropriate to Papa Spork's somewhat eccentric life of crime, and found himself left with several suitcases of personal effects, family Bibles and albums, some bits and bobs his father apparently stole from his father, and a few pairs of socks the chairman of St. Anthony's.